WJTL, Chris Tomlin and Elevation Worship, Yahweh, no one. Good morning to you. It is 7:20.
Congratulations to Robin Schenk from Mountville for winning Come to the Table, Annie Ann Byler's a new cookbook. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Weather-wise today.
Yes, weather-wise today, we're going to see partly sunny skies, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 96. Tonight, cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low of 77. Winning Wednesday, looking sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 96. Right now, we're seeing 79 in Harrisburg, 78 in York.
Our very special guest today, Annie Ann Byler, is here. We're talking about her cookbook, among many other things. Good morning, Annie Ann.
Good morning, Fred. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we love having you here. Now, some people are surprised that Annie Ann is a real person.
That's right.
They might also be surprised to find out that you grew up Amish, and then you guys changed, kind of converted to Amish Mennonite, which some people who aren't from the area wouldn't understand. That was a big deal in your day, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So confusing to the rest of the world,
but
I understand. Mom and Dad were old order Amish, with meaning horse and buggy Amish. And my dad wanted to farm with tractors. He did not like horses, and that was really his inspiration to leave the old order Amish and then go to the Amish Mennonite community, which is very similar to Amish, except that we had cars. And we could have electricity. So at the age of, I was about 3 when they left. So
my
old order Amish days, I don't remember much, but my grandparents and all of my aunts and uncles. And so it was a very, the culture was very strong in our family. And I loved, my childhood was very secure, and I really enjoyed the, just a family, faith, family, community was what we grew up in. And, you know, last night we had we spent the evening on the farm that I grew up, that where I was born and lived there until I was about 10 or 12, on Butter Road here in close to Lancaster. And we spent the night, the evening, with the family there at our old home place. And the Amish people still live there. And there was about 100 of us there last night.
For a reunion?
Just to get together. And they cooked us a meal, and a lot of their family was there.
How amazing.
My family was there. So it was really, I love coming home.
Not only have you created and invented Annie Ann's pretzels, which are the best pretzels anywhere, but
you
love baking, and you made a cookbook.
Correct.
And it's wonderful. My curiosity, I mean, Gentry was just telling us about the 2-year plan of making this book and then taking all the pictures in one day, which just sounds crazy to me. But do you have any favorites from this cookbook?
There's a couple of favorites. Of course, most of the recipes are from my mom, but I've had a number of them also from friends or family that I've used during the years. And my favorite, I want to say the dessert, a cookie recipe, would be the soft sugar cookie. And I have made thousands of those cookies. And people, before Auntie Anne's, many people know me because I made those sugar cookies and brought them to birthday parties, or I don't know. I didn't even realize that most people knew about the sugar cookie. It's a very, it's a soft, the flavor is nutmeg, and it is, it's my favorite cookie. And then I have maybe a favorite dessert would be Rhoda's apple roll, which, again, it was my sister-in-law. And it's a great, it's a very easy dessert. If you love apples, it's we make it with croissant rolls. And it's just easy, but it's the best apple dessert that you will ever have, thanks to Rhoda. And then I guess when it comes to like a meal, like for a meat, I love the roast beef. It's probably by now at my age, if you come to my house, I'm going to make you a roast beef because I've made so many of them, and it's a great dish.
Well, it's quite the hefty book. I mean, this is a great size book. It has so many. How many recipes does it have?
100 or so.
Wow. 100. That's amazing. Come to the Table. Annie Ann Byler has a brand new cookbook out. It's just one of her 5 books that are available at her website, annieannbyler.com. What is the thing, like, in making this book, when you look at it, what is the thing that you go, I am so happy we did this because?
Well, because Come to the Table is, there's a meaning behind that. You know, growing up in our culture, we had sat around the table. Mom would always, in Dutch, it's tijd voor eten, it's time to eat 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And there was no exception to the rule. And again, there were 8 of us kids and mom and dad, 10 of us sitting around the table. If dad was out in the farm plowing the field, or if someone was out in the garden, come to the table. And when I say that to you right now, I can feel the
pull.
The pull there. Yeah. Come to the table. And I think the inspiration behind the book for me was to encourage people to come to the table with your family.
Yeah.
It's there that we learn how to communicate. We talked about the things that happened during the day. My dad would often talk about what he read in the newspaper. We didn't have a radio or TV, of course, not.
Right.
And, but it was where we connected. We learned how to share. There was clearly we had to share ice cream. Mom would buy one box of ice cream. She would cut it in 10 pieces, and that's we all got some ice cream.
That's awesome.
So there was so many valuable lessons around the table, and, yeah. and more than the recipes in my cookbook, the inspiration for me was come to the table as families. You know, it's hard to do that, and but if you can just like start a new tradition in your home, one night a week, let's get together. Turn TV off. Let's let our cell phones somewhere else.
And right.
Come to the table as a family and talk. Learn how to communicate. It's a beautiful gift that God gave to me because my mom and dad said, come to the table every single day of my life.
Yeah, I love that. That's beautiful. You can come to the table with Annie Ann and her brand new cookbook. Not only that, you can meet her and get to say hello to her. She's home here for just a short time. You're going to be at Nook's Bookstore in Lancaster.
Yes.
It's on Prince Street. It's this Sunday, 4:30 to 6. People do have to register to come.
That's right. But please, come one, come all. I want to just say hello to y'all and give you a big hug. And I really want to meet some folks from Lancaster County.
Yeah, come out to Nook's. It's on 112 North Prince Street, Lancaster, 4:30 to 6 this Sunday. Sign up, annieannbeiler.com/register. Also, Annie Ann is available on social media anywhere, Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of stuff as well.
Yes, can check that's you out. Correct.
And it was so wonderful to have you back here again. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much, Fred, for having
me. Yeah, Lord bless you. It. And it's just the smile on your face has made our day. So thanks for coming out.
You're welcome.
Do have another book to give away.
Yes, we're so excited to give away Come to the Table. You have an opportunity right now to call in and win yourself this book. You can call right now. I'm going to take caller number 4. So call in right now.
717-392-3690. This book is autographed. Call now to win. 717-392-3690. And thanks for coming. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Here's Toby Mac. This is Starts With Me on WJTL. Good morning.